This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here for another weekly edition of our Travel Quick Hits. I think this one's going to be a shorter one, not a ton of news in the world of points and miles. For those new to the show, this is my weekly episode where I love to break down all of the things more up-to-date and relevant in the news of both travel and points and miles, things that are, as of this recording, within the last few days to within the last week. So first one I want to jump into is an update on the Zill Money option to earn payroll on points. For those who have been listening to the podcast for a while, I've known I'm a big fan of earning points with my payroll. And for the last almost 2 years now, it's been absolutely flawless in doing so. And they have since had a pause in their payroll service since the beginning of the month because they are going through an update. And so I've been getting a lot of questions about this. We've been keeping people updated in our Facebook group and put an update on our blog post about this as well. If you're wondering about payroll on points in general, that whole blog post is on our website, as well as you can go back to episode 53 to learn more about it. But essentially, I've been asking for what's the date? Because at first we were told it would be updated or go live March 7th. And then we were told March 17th, and it looks as if now it's being pushed to end of next week without being a specific date. So I asked for a little bit more details. Again, I'm not tied to Zill Money or Zill Bank, so I can only ask as nicely as I could. And what I heard from them verbatim was the update was scheduled initially from our end, the credit card processor, and the banking partner. Unfortunately, the update from our credit card processor has not been completed yet. We apologize for the inconvenience. We are expecting this to be available before the end of next week, which ideally would be by the 28th of March. So for the most part, I expect things to stay status quo with the process. But one of the questions that Yina had in our Facebook group is, I think, really relevant to bring up. So Yina said, I'm very curious if this update has anything to do with the category that will essentially make Zill Money as a platform to pay payroll no longer attractive. Thoughts? Well, I mentioned this in our podcast episode about Zill Money. I mentioned this on other podcasts before. I fell into learning that the category of being office and shipping, I didn't realize it would code that way. I would never expect it to code that way. So I was always under the impression that as long as I'm getting 1.5 to 2x cents per value or times and points on my use of the card, it was worthwhile as long as I was redeeming for essentially 3 cents or more in value. But by falling into the fact that if I use my Chase Business Preferred card, which gives me 3x on office and shipping, or my Amex Business Gold card, which gives me 4x, that could completely counteract the 3% fee to do all of this. That was a huge win and made this a no-brainer. But realistically, and I think for people that have very large payrolls where they have more than the $10,000 or $20,000 limit that you're typically allotted, and maybe they want to run $50,000 or $70,000 or $100,000 on a card, the Amex Platinum card is a great card for this option because any charge over $5,000, you're going to get an extra 0.5%. So instead of being a 1% points that you get, you're going to get 1.5x. So this is where knowing how to redeem your points is going to be very valuable because yes, you're going to pay a 3% charge in processing fees because you're running your card. But if you are getting 1.5x, all you have to do is redeem your points for 2 cents of value or more, right? So very simple math there. If you're getting 1.5x in points and then you're redeeming for 2x, that alone is 3 cents of value per point based on your swiping of the card. So that ends up being a wash on the fee itself. So yes, sign-up bonuses and other things can still be really practical, but I do think the ability to get 2x or better on your redemptions, which means that you likely can't use the portal, is still going to be very valid. Now, we're going to keep you updated on this very likely by next week's quick hits. I'm not expecting this to be updated by the time I can actually record it, I should say. So we should have some sort of update for you within the next couple of weeks on air. However, of course, on our blog and in our Facebook group, we will have some more timely information for you there. In other news, Bilt has announced their expansion with their partnership with Lyft, and that's now become the first rideshare company to offer a pay with points capability. Now, I honestly am going to probably recommend that you don't actually use your points, your hard-earned Bilt points to pay your Lyft rides, but I do think it's cool that points are becoming more of a usable currency. Being at TravelCon this week was hugely insightful. Bilt kind of opened up the conference with talking about a lot of interesting things they have upcoming. And very, very soon, I think within the next probably 6 months to probably the longest 12 months, we should have the ability through Bilt to earn points on mortgage payments, especially if your mortgage is with some of the top carriers, from what I understand. They're not revealing too much information on that, but Richard Kerr was there, who really handles all the point side of things with Bilt. And I think Bilt's doing a lot of really great things in the points and miles space, especially even for people that have been paying rent for years and years and years. You can actually use your Bilt points to go as towards your home's down payment and closing cost and get 1.5x of value for those points when used that way. A lot of cool things happening in the world of Bilt, and a lot of insightful things we're able to learn from the TravelCon conference we just came back from. Marriott has some pretty elevated offers right now for the Marriott Bonvoy Business. That one is offering 3 free night awards after you use your card and get 6,000 in purchases in the first 6 months. But then the Bonvoy Bevy and the Bonvoy Brilliant cards both have some really juiced up sign-up bonuses right now. The Bonvoy Bevy, 155,000. And then the Bonvoy Brilliant, 185,000. And these are with the 5 or 6K spend within the first 6 months, respectively. Now, as I've always mentioned with hotel cards, these would be cards, I think, if you're later on in the process with points and miles, you already have transferable points cards. You have some redemptions that you're looking to accomplish specifically in the Marriott space, or you're a frequent Marriott traveler. These could be a great time to pick up these cards. I am not a Marriott aficionado myself. I pretty much stay with Hyatt, IHG, and Hilton. But if you are in the Marriott space and you're looking for the timing to get a good card with Marriott is now with these elevated offer. Marriott points aren't regarded as very high value. So yes, 185,000 Marriott points sound like a lot, but the value for them really isn't substantially high because a lot of the point redemptions are very high with Marriott and a lot of other things. So keep that in mind specifically, but we'll have links to those cards as well in case that you do want to learn more about them. So this is fairly interesting to bring up, and this is the fact that right now Santorini is completely closed for at least the next 2 months for earthquakes. So cruises are no longer stopping there. Flights in and out are pretty much canceled. People have evacuated the island due to earthquakes. So be very, very clear, you know, this is a very interesting situation that's been unfolding there for some time now. The reason why I bring this up is because this is something that if you've been interested in going to Santorini, I think is interesting to monitor. And what I mean by that is I'm not sure exactly when this is going to open up. It could be 2 months. It could be later in the season. Their tourist season really shakes off to starts off with a bang in June, July. But because of a lot of these cancellations and such, I think there might be a very interesting opportunity to find some very good, inexpensive cash deals for stays in Santorini. Maybe points too, but mostly cash stays, because most of the places that stay in Santorini are going to be cash-based. The reason why is because of the uncertainty and because of the fact that most people plan their travel so far out, they are not going to want to book something, especially that's close to this 2 month timeline, so 3 to 4 months out, that they think may get canceled or they may have to change their plans to. So if you are able to find a booking that could be fully refundable, you're pretty flexible, you might find a very, very inexpensive deal that's opportunistic to take to go to Santorini. Taryn and I talked about that way back in episode 7, our whole trip to Greece, if you want to catch up on that, where we stayed, what we did. But again, if you are looking to get a Santorini, you have some flexibility in your schedule, and you're comfortable with the thought of booking a stay that may be refundable, you may have to pivot to go somewhere else, it could be a really great opportunity to get a very inexpensive stay in Santorini, or be able to move your dates back to when they actually do open up as well. So just a little unique play there that I think may be interesting to keep in mind. We have a really great listener question in our Facebook group from Jim that I wanted to put on the air as well. And Jim's question was, if I book Emirates Business via Air Canada, will I be able to upgrade to first if it opens up? I hear there's opportunity to upgrade days before your flight or at the gate. And if yes, would I be able to use Air Canada or Emirates points to upgrade? So I've done this, and we talked about this during our breakdown of our trip back from the Maldives recently, that we flew Emirates Business, and at the gate, I literally pulled up my iPad at check-in and was able to get us upgraded to two first-class seats, which only required roughly 30,000 Emirates points, and I think like $30 per person. So it's an amazing deal. So Jim is saying, hey, can I save on taxes and fees? Because if I book Emirates through Aeroplan on Air Canada, the taxes and fees are extremely cheap compared to with Emirates. It can easily be $1,200 plus for a business class flight or more. So unfortunately, here's the thing. Your upgrade eligibility is out the window. Also, your ability to find first class is almost pretty much gone if you're going through partner bookings. So to be able to upgrade, if you want to fly Emirates and you want the ability to possibly upgrade at the gate, you have to book through Emirates. Again, that's typically going to be a lot more expensive taxes cost. I believe when we did our flight from the Maldives to JFK, that was like $1,200 in taxes that we paid. Now, that really wasn't bad at all because that was, you know, per person a $12,000 ticket and we paid $1,200 in taxes. And I mean, we flew business, what was upgraded to first class for a 5-hour leg and then business class for a 15-hour leg on the A380 that has the full bar in the back. So I would gladly pay $1,200 for that experience alone. And unfortunately, there was no opportunity to upgrade to first class on that long leg back. But just again, to be clear, it's not easy to find Emirates business class through Aeroplan. If you do find the availability, feel free to take advantage, but don't go there with the hopes that you'd be able to then upgrade to Emirates first, even if they have availability because you booked through their partner airline Aeroplan. And I wanted to end this one on a little bit of a more somber note. For those who have been listening to the podcast for a while, back on episode 37, we had Elise Caffey on the show. She had the account Three Kids Travel. Great Instagram content, great following. Really talked about how she would travel all over the world with her three kids. Not huge in the points and miles space specifically, but just really intentional about having great positive experience for her children. Talked about the anxiety of being a mom, being a parent, flying with kids, and how that anxiety can essentially be overcome the more and more that you do it. It was a fantastic episode. We got fantastic feedback on that. Again, that was back in episode 37. Unfortunately, she passed away in a very tragic accident while traveling here a couple weeks ago. While in Mexico, her and her husband were, and their driver were in a vehicle. Unfortunately, the husband's okay, fortunately, but the driver and her passed away. I shared that for a couple of reasons. A, the day that this airs is going to be her funeral service in Utah, I believe. And so wanted to just extend best wishes to her family. And then secondly, the family put together a GoFundMe for the driver, who again was a driver down in Cancun and is survived by his own family and children as well. We're going to link to the Instagram account that has been created with updates of what has been going on with Elise. And in that Instagram account, you will find the link to the GoFundMe if you do care to support in any way. But Elise was an inspiration in the travel community, was recommended by many people to be on the show, and the show did not disappoint. And so I wanted to extend well wishes to the family. Very sorry for your loss and for the driver as well. And on that note, we will end our quick hits for this week, and we will catch you all on the next episode. Take care.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.